what are you seeing right now with the city of Calgary to help people struggling with addiction and homelessness rather than just enforcing more police?
Our current city council and the mayor herself actually identified that, you know, a year and a half ago when the systems were really starting to open up, you know, November of 2021. And they started, you know, making that as a focus. But the municipalities can't do it alone. The provincial government was a huge player in closing down all the mental health treatment facilities. You know, they closed that down. They closed down all of those facilities that could do that. And so where do they go? They go to public transit systems. And our own members now refer to the first choice for those that are you know, severely addicted and suffering from mental health problems, to use that as what for them feels like the safest injection site that they could have. Because, you know, if they go behind a dumpster, or if they're, you know, hiding in a closed building or something like that and they overdose, they die. If they're on a train or if they're in an LRT station and they overdose, they're seen on camera, or a transit employee, one of our members, will notice them and call 911. Their fire department will arrive in those areas, because even on the bus, they're shooting up there. Because if something goes severely wrong, somebody's going to be able to see them and call EMS.